that Reb Elezer Reb Shimon Sovla Kavosa Diavua, he owes like his father. The Yomah that he says Koloi Melizrik is Kazarik Dami. In other words, since over here there was a Kabbalah B'Kli, you're Mekabah the Dam B'Kli. So since once it's a Kabbalah Sakli, if you owed according to Reb Shimon, that he says Koloi Melizrik is Kazarik Dami, so it's fitting like the Maisa Zerika was done. Therefore, Negei to the Kiddush of the Nesachim. Even though Taka two things on the Kanishit, the Shchit and the Zrika, but since it was fit for the Zrika to be done, it's also enough at least to be Mekanishit. Therefore, it could be Mekanish the Nesachim. That's Pshar Na Mishnah. Oh, Mama, what we just said before, it says the Mishnah Yezevach Achar Yikru V'imai. If there's another Korban oil around that needs Nesachim, you could use these Nesachim for that Korban. I've Omer Rav Chizda said, Shemen. Shefrisha l'shem mincha zeh, posel l'shem mincha cheres. If you set aside shemen for one mincha, you cannot use it for another mincha. So here also, this nesachim. Once you set it aside for this korban olah, and something happens to this korban olah, how could you use it for another korban? So where it says, Amar Rabbi Yanai, leiv bezdin masna lehem. Here it says a special tanai bezdin. Bezdin makes a tanai in all the nesachim. Whenever you have nesachim that you're being brought for korban, so I'll tell you, Bezdin makes a special tanai that in hutzrachu, hutzrachu. If they need this nesachim for this korban, then it's good. But v'imlav, you have a zevach achar. If you do not need this nesachim for this korban olah, you could use it for another korban. So such a tanai mikora. For all the nesachim, that if you need it, it's good. If not, not. So Marek asks the question, Yochiv sol shem anami. Why don't we make a leiv bezdin a tanai for the shemen also? Shemen ami. So the Gemara says, shemen gufa de minchu. That by shemen here, the bezdin can't make a tanai. The shemen, that's the mamish, the mincha itself. So if you're making it for this mincha, you can't make it for another mincha. Marshen came, the nesachim, that's not the gufa of the korban. So the nesachim is not the gufa of the korban itself. You bring a korban oila. Just as the mitzvah with the korban oila to bring the nesachim. So in the Nesachim, there Bezdin can make a tanai to say, if you need it, use it for this korban. If you don't need it for this korban, you could use it for another korban. But our kol ponim, still the Mishnah's mashman, once it gets its kedusha, the kedusha doesn't go off it. And therefore, if you have no korbanos to use, by tomorrow you have to burn it. Tomorrow, now the Gemara asks the question, why? V'lisni aleihem, why doesn't Bezdin make a tanai on them like this? T'nefku l'chulin, that in case you do not need the Nesachim for this korban oila, it should go l'chulin. And then you don't have to worry about burning it tomorrow. Adarab, it goes out l'chulin. Samara says, no. Gzeira, this is a Gzeira, Shem, Yerma, maybe people say, Moitziya m'klisharas l'chel, that even though something was put into a klisharas, you let it take it out and use it for chulin. Like over here, it was in the klisharas, you're taking it out. So therefore, this Gzeira, they're about not want to be matarit and make it into chulin. Samara says, no. Hashtanami, now also, Gzeira, there should be Gzeira, Shem, Yerma, maybe people say, that Nesachim Shefrish L'Shem Zevach Zeh Kisherim L'Shem Zevach Achar. That should also be Gzera. People think L'Chatchil, even though you're Mafresh Nesachim for one Korban, and for some reason you can't use it for that Korban, you're allowed to use the Nesachim for another Korban. And really we're saying you're not allowed to. It's only because of special Svara. Here Bezdin made a special condition, L'Chatchil. So why don't we have the Gzera here also? Tomorrow says, Acha Ilmor Hisni Matisio Ben Yehuda, he explained like this, Kogoyin Shehoya Zevach Zavuach Vyesa Shom. The Mishnah means in the case that when you have the Nesachim ready for your first Korban Olah, and then something happens wrong with that Korban Olah, that you're allowed to bring it for another Korban if that Korban had a Shechita right then. So it doesn't look like you're using it for another one, it looks like L'Chatchila, it was set aside for that Korban. But at the time when you brought in the Nesachim for your first korban, there was no other korban that had a shechita done already. Samai, what do you want to tell me? Nifsa melina. Then you can't use it, and you have to let it stay overnight. Have a selina on it. Says so. Adatani seif. What does the seif have to learn? In lab, if there's no other korban around, then yifsa melina. Then let it stay overnight and burn it the next day. Say better. Lift, look, divide up, for listening and learn, but the door by itself. that the medvar mamurim, when do we say you're allowed to use these nisakim for another korban? Only if there was another korban geshachtan at that time. Let's say there's no other korban around at that time, then you're not allowed to use it. Smur says, true, I'll tell you, this is what the Mishnah means to say. That b'medvar mamurim, when do we say that you're allowed to use these nisakim for another korban? Shoyezevach zavuach. Only if there was another korban had a shechita done at that time. Avolein zavach zavuach b'yoseshor. But of that time, the shashi had the nisakim ready. There's no other korban that has a shechita done to it already. And echanami nasa kemisha nifslo belina upsulim. It's as if there's a psulina chal on these nisakim already that you cannot use them anymore. And then echanami you cannot use nisakim anymore, even though Bezdin made it tonight that you should be able to use it. But still, there's a gzera. People think that you're allowed to use one for another korban. Therefore, it's only muta bishas that when you have the nesachim ready for one korban, the other korban had its shechita done already. Then it doesn't look like you're taking it away from one to another, but looks rather like lechatchila was made for the other one. But in the chanam, if the time when you brought the nesachim for this korban and you made the shechita on the korban and something went wrong with it, there's no other korban is now ready for another nesachim, and the chanam, then these nesachim cannot be used. So where is the question stam? On the Yistel Rabbi Shimon, is the truth that Rabbi Shimon holds this svara of Levi Bezdin Master Lim, that Bezdin can make a Tanai, I've Omer Rav Idi Baravin, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav Yitzchok, that Omer Rav Yechanon, Tamidin, Shleihutz Vechule Tzibor, if you have a Korban not Tamid that was not yet necessary for the Tzibor to be used, so Dibur Rabbi Shimon, Ein Niftin Tamidin, you're not allowed to be prayed to them when there's still a time without a Balmum. But the Divrei Chacham according to Chacham Shita, Niftim Tamidim, you are allowed to be prayed to them, even without a Balmum. What's the swear? Why? Because it's a Leiv Bezdin Masna Leiv, Bezdin made it tonight, that if we need this Kabbonis for the Karbon HaTamid, then very good. But if we do not need it, it has no Kedusha. So who you see, Shimon holds, you don't make a Takana. You don't make a Leiv Bezdin. So Marit says, no, there's a big difference. I'll tell you, Shani Yosam, Yislu Takanta Briya, there's a big difference. That if the Behema has a takana b'riya, means you could pasture it in the field, let it become a balmum, then you could be prayed to it, so the bezin doesn't have to make it tonight. But Hashem can hear by the nesachim, if there's no other way to use it. So therefore here, bezin makes it tonight, bezin to say, that the sata said the nesachim cannot be used for this korban, you can still use it for another korban, because otherwise it'll go to waste. But Hashem can by the korban, if there's an eitzer out, to let it pasture, become a balmum, and then you can be prayed to it. So Rabbanan did not have to make a Tanai right now. Now the Mishnah says, Vlad Toida Utumuroso. Let's say you have a Korban Toida that gave birth, and you have a Vlad. Or else Utumuroso, or else you have the Tumur of a Korban Tom. And he says, that Tachazel. Or else Hifrish Toida Vyavdo. You set aside one and you lost it. Vifrish Acheros Tachteo. And then you set aside a second one. And now you found the first one. So Lachur is Einu Tuna Lechem. These three do not need a lechem when you bring them. The vlad of a toido, or the tumura, or the chalipin of a korban toido, does not need lechem to be brought with it. Shneva the posuk says, "Fehikriv al zerach hatoido." So we darshin hatoido to the lechem, the first korban toido that needs the 40 lechems to be brought with it. But v'loy vlado, not the vlad of a korban toido, v'loy chilufa, not the chalipin of it, v'loy tumurasa to the lechem. These three, even though they're brought l'shem toido, God called part of the lechem, you do not have to have. Lechem does not need. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape in the Gemara. Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis. The last Mishnah we'll see again. The Mishnah says, "Vlad Toido Utumuroso." If you have a Korban Toido that it gave birth, it has a Vlad, a kid. Rosa Tumuroso, you made a Tumur of the Korban Toido. Or else, Hifrish Toido, Viovda, you set aside one Korban Toido and you lost it. Hifrish Achteres Tachter, and then you set aside a second one instead of the first one. And now you found the first one, you have both of them here. So the locker is, Eimer Tuna Lechem. All these three types of Toidos do not have to have Lechem when it's brought. Shinam the Apostle says, Vihikra Valzeva Ha Toido, that we darshan Ha Toido Tuna Lechem. Only the Korban Toido itself, the original one, has to have the 40 Lechems brought with it. But v'loy v'loda, not the v'la, the kid of toida, even though it's brought for teres of toida, v'loy chalufa, in this last case, where you lost one and brought a second one instead of it, and then you found it, v'loy t'murasa, Chun and Lechem, all these three types, to not have to have Lechem when the korban is brought. Other more says, Tana Rabbonin, look at a place like this. Tana Rabbonin, Ma when was the pasuk say, Toi de Yakriv? So Rashi explains it means, to lay heavy tzorach l'meim, the pasuk did not have to say, Imal Toi de Yakrivenu. It didn't have to say that. The Moslem Michta v'hikriv al zevach ha-toidah. So what's the extra word of Imal Toido Yakrivenu? Gemara says, Minayin, Lamafrish Toidosoi, Vyovdo, Vifrish Acheres Tachter, Venimtes Orishaino, Pereishteim Oindois. How do we know in the case where you lost your first Korban Toido, you set aside a second one, and then you found the first one, and both of them are here now? So Minayin, how do we know to say, Shezit Mehem Shiyutsi Yakriv, either one you want, you have a right to bring. Falach Mimo, and the 40 lechems you bring with this one that you want to bring now, the first one you bring, Talmud Lema, the pasuk come teach us, HaToida Yakriv, says the word HaToida Yakriv, Mashma, any Toida, you bring the lechem with it. Now Yochla, I would thought to say, Shetei Shania Tuna Lechem, maybe you would then when you bring the second one, the one that was lost, whichever one, after the second one you're bringing, maybe the second Toida also needs lechem. On this, Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, Yakrivenu, Russian echad v'loishnayim, only one and not two. Tumor says achash a ribur akos of a miyat. There's a ribur in the pasuk now to say either one you could bring, and there's a miyat to say only one is lechem. If so, minayin, how do we know the rabbis vlodus v'chlifos or tumuras lahakrova? How do we know to say that you have to bring it? We're only saying there's a miyat akro that you don't have, it doesn't need its own lechem. But how do we know to say the chad that there's akrova? You have to bring the tumura of a toido, or the chalipin, or the blood. Tam lema, the pasuk says, imal toido mashma, there's another toido also. So Rashi says, it's a ribui, the chol elu kraven, all of them are brought. And Mo says, so yochlai were thought to say, ye tunas lechem, maybe once you have to bring them, they have to have their own lechem also. Tam lema says, no, the hikra vazevacha toido. And the dridiyak is, toido tuna lechem, v'loi v'loda, v'loi chilufa, v'loi t'murosa, tuna lechem. And these do not have to have the lechem brought with them. Now the Gemara says, Sholach Rav Chanino Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. He sent and said like this, that loi shonu el aliyach ha-kaporo, aval afnei kaporo, tuna lechem. In other words, when do we say that the vlad or the t'mur, the chalipin of the toida does not need its own lechem? That's only if it's brought after you brought the korban ha-toida. Let's say the first one of the two you bring is the tumura or the chlipin or the vlad, then he says yes, it needs a lechem. Sumara says heavy bor of Amram. Rav Amram asked a question like on what Rechnina said that ahai, on which case you're talking about. If you want to tell me a chalipe, you want to tell me a chalipe toidas chayvam, the case we had a chayva to bring a korban toida, and you lost the first one and you set aside a second one and now you found the first one. To tell me on the chalipin that you bring the chalipin first, that you have to have lechem with it. If before you brought the first one, any one you bring, we learned already that whichever one of the two you bring, you have to bring the lechem with it. Elamai, once you brought one, when you bring the second one, that the second one does not need to have its own lechem. Taninan, this also we learned. Swati Chiddush. Ela, you don't